remember the last time you came into the office every single day?
Ooh, it's been a while. Yeah, when I was a shift worker, when I was in news, because I had to. Well, I had to come in to be on air, right?
So yeah. Exactly, right? So when I was in the newsroom,
okay,
we came in every day. But when we came in, we basically, you know, if we didn't have any assignments, we were going to have coffee.
Okay.
We'll just chit-chat, talk to our friends. And the...
No. You were doing research, preparing
That's right. Come on, we were making contacts, right?
Yeah,
this is important.
But that social interaction, that coffee time was actually quite valuable. You got to know
Absolutely.
Your colleagues better, you know, and that would pay off in some ways later on, which is why many companies now are saying, I want to bring my people back into the office.
Okay. But you see, when work from home was forced upon mm-hmm. us during COVID, if you remember, right?
Okay.
It opened up a whole new world for us.
That's
right. We realized that our entire systems, our entire production could be done at home.
Yeah.
So we want to find out what is the reasoning behind this, you know, return to office, mm-hmm. 5-day return to office, what employees can do if they're unhappy with these new demands or these new mandates, and whether it's kind of just a way for companies to do what we call soft layoffs, as some people have suggested, right?
Okay, so there could be more to it than what we see on the surface.
Amazon, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, ByteDance, Grab. They either have or will have 5 days RTO, either for all employees or for certain departments. All of them say communication and collaboration is the reason, right? But do you really need 5 days for that? Can't you do that in 3 days? Like, what else is going on?
In fact, I've just joined Quest about 5 months ago. In my previous life, I've always embraced hybrid work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a new joiner in our organization, I can't emphasize how actually this is good for me, because being in the office 5 days, it helped me assimilate into the culture a lot better.
So you're saying at your company, everyone's back in the office?
Yes, everyone's back in the office. But in Quest, we do marry flexibility with 5 days RTO. So what this means is we are working 5 days in the office, but people can apply to work from home. Managers can decline, but most of the time, when there's valid reasons, we'll approve it.
So what, in your sense, is a good number of days to be in the office? We agree the face-to-face has benefits. 5 days, do I really need it? Is 3 days, 2 days, some may argue?
It depends very much on the nature of work.
Mm.
I think some nature of work, you do really need that kind of face-to-face quite intensively. But in many other types of work, especially, for example, knowledge workers, you do need that level of intensity throughout the week, and actually quite beneficial to have time alone to think through certain things.
The CEO of Amazon, Andy Jassy, right? He said that the company's experiment with the 3-day work mm-hmm. week was very successful.
Mm.
They felt that productivity was up and so on. And it showed that people being in each other's companies helped each other solve tough problems. The thing is, Grab said the same thing too, right? But for tricky problems, maybe. But Isaac, I want to pick up on your point about it depends on the work. Now, I understand for people like solving creative problems, yes. Coming up with products, etc., yes. Maybe that's quite important. But for someone doing, you know, HR, admin, do you really need that kind of intense collaboration, cooperation?
I mean, in my opinion, I don't think we need this 5-day RTO thing.
Mm.
In fact, there's quite a bit of research that is done on this over the last 2-3 years with the pandemic going on. There's very little evidence that tells us that 5-day RTO is actually beneficial for the business.
Mm.
In fact, they found that companies who have struggling stock prices tend to implement RTO.
Full RTO.
Full RTOs as a response. And there are various reasons why people think that is happening.
Does that bring their stock price up? Making everyone come back to the office? Or is it just optics?
There's a group where I think it's based on evidence, and they have experimented it and they realized that, I think based on the nature of work, it is helpful to bring everybody back.
Okay.
So this is evidence-based. And then there's another group that is what I would call eminence-based, which is actually based on what the CEO thinks it is helpful or not. A lot of intuition, but there's very little evidence for that. So a piece of research on this is that they found that CEOs who are male, older, and more powerful tend to implement more 5-day RTOs compared to other groups.
I can see that happening. In one of my early jobs, I had a boss who, well, he was single, a bit older, and he spent a lot of time 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the office. So whenever we go out for lunch, the moment it's more than an hour, he'll start calling people, where are you guys, you know? So sometimes we would do a 3-hour lunch just to freak him out a bit, you know? But he needed, okay, he felt that he needed and wanted to see people physically at their desk.
Mm, mm.
So is it just a certain demographic? I mean, are we, is this, has this become some sort of a, I don't know, what would you say, emotional support, emotional crutch to make you feel like you are at work and doing work?
That's something that that's debatable, right? It's a very controversial topic, right? But COVID basically changes the way how we work.
Of course.
Right? It's unprecedented. Before COVID, if you were to bring up to your boss to say, yeah, that you're working from home, people might think that you're lazy. COVID basically pushes people out of their comfort zone. Then, you know, it forces people to work from home and people need to be forced to be productive.
Right.
And there's also this one push that, okay, I can work from home. I can be productive working from,
okay,
home. But there's a point where I feel productivity can plateau. Because
Or even drop.
Because during COVID, you can't go anywhere. You can only be at home.
Now, if you work from home, you can go and play golf.
Exactly.
You can go do grocery shopping.
Exactly.
So maybe that's the, you know, that's what's driving a lot of this.
But so what? So what if you go grocery shopping at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? If you've got all your work done, you finished early, why not?
Yeah, but it's quite controversial, right? So what if colleagues talk about it? So there's this, one of my, someone that I knew, went for manicure session at 3 p.m. Is it okay or not? Because when people don't complain, your colleagues don't complain about it, then it's fine. But if your colleagues complain about it, the manager needs to make a decision.
Maybe she's got a 10 p.m. call at night from 10 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit of give and take, right?
But maybe she doesn't.
Maybe she doesn't, yeah.
It could be that too, right?
So then the question is, the type of work, is it outcomes-based? If that's the case, then can I allow them to work independently? Like in production work, my team's like that. I have a deadline. I know my telecast date. We get the show ready by that time. But the boss doesn't say, I want to see you from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. every day because it's an irregular schedule.
Yeah.
But so can we adopt that? Or is it only for certain roles? And again, you know, it comes back to like, I guess, yeah, it's hard to make it the same for every job and every role.
And I feel it depends on individual. Some individuals are very productive working from home.
Yes.
But we have to acknowledge that there are individuals who are not productive working from home.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that I mean, there's someone who some people that I know is telling me that, oh, I need to work from home because I need to take care of my 3-year-old kid.
Right.
So some of these things is like, it's actually hard. It's hard to work from home and take care of a kid. I have a 3-year-old myself, so I know how challenging it is.
I do think that sometimes there are people who kind of so-called, you know, spoil the market. Recently, somebody was telling me, Steve, how to appear online without being online.
Mm.
You know, there are all these hacks for this. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, but shouldn't that show up in your outcomes? Like, wouldn't your boss know that you're doing this kind of stuff?
Because I run a team of 50. We have got front office people. Mm. Outcome is extremely clear. You can measure in terms of their sales performance, in terms of the deliverables.
That's right.
But there are certain support functions. It's not as clear cut. It's not that there's not much of a, there's no clear deliverables that you can really pinpoint to say, okay, this person is productive working from home or not. So that's when the complexity, when it comes to CEOs making the decision, we need to come up with a policy that's fair for all. So in the absence of having this one-size-fits-all policy, maybe the easy way out is bring everyone back.
So in a way, you may implement this 5-day return to office, but actually in the teams, you may tell your managers, case by case, you work it out with your guys.
Exactly. We have a work-from-home application process.
Okay.
So it's all in the system. So if you want to work from home, you just apply. In fact, we also have flexibility where people can work overseas for 10 days in a given year.
Right.
So that's kind of like some flexibility that we, although as much as we want people to be in the office 5 days, but we do have some flexibility that we exercise.
Mm.
Sounds like I can extend my holiday because I work 5 days from this beautiful winery with a view.
Steve, this is why it should be 5-day RTO for you.
But why not? If I'm still continuing to work, get the work done and produce the results.
I think it's a question of trust. A report by Flex Index, which shows that 82% of Fortune 500 companies still offer flexi work. In our own CNA survey, 60% said that they have flexi work. So it's as if we are focusing on just the few who are now rethinking, okay, you know what, for the amount of money that we're spending on you guys, we need you to be accountable in the office at a certain time, etc. But the vast majority, no.
For the vast majority, it's probably worked for them. And there are many good reasons why people do that, right? Mm-hmm. One is that your access to talent is definitely a lot wider if you have a more flexible workplace arrangement.
That's right.
I've never heard of anybody giving thank you for the rigidity in my work schedule, right? I mean, nobody says that.
Of course.
And because we all benefit from the flexibility. And with flexibility, we also open up the fields for people with disabilities and a different non-traditional workforce, people who can work from home, mm-hmm. but not necessarily come in the regular hours. And I think this is a greatest thing that COVID has accomplished.
Yeah.
But I'm also guessing that the reaction to coming back into the office full-time seems to be coming from a larger, younger population who perhaps many of them graduated during COVID or just around that time. They may not have spent much time physically working in the office in a five-day week.
I always believe that people don't just leave an organization because of a RTO. There's a lot of other reasons, like the boss. And you've heard of this saying, right? I don't leave the company, I leave the boss. Yeah, so if there's actually some camaraderie within the organization, the teamwork, social interaction with the people, in fact, that makes it harder for them to leave. And that's the point that I want to deep dive, right? Because during COVID, I realized when I hired people, that means I meet them over MS Teams, there's no connection between them and my team members. So when they leave, they are like transactions. I don't really have that kind of connection with them.
A lot of young people, they are so used to this way of working.
Uh-huh.
Unlike us, you know, we've done the hard thing of coming to the office every day. So with this new group of people, they're like, if I can work from home, why can't I work from home?
Yeah.
Right? And so it's to right size that idea that, hey, it's not, you know, a privilege.
There was a piece of research that looked at the 1,000 biggest, largest US companies in terms of market capitalization. What they found was that the people who are leaving the organizations are the people with options, right?
Mm.
And they are the high performers, they are the older ones, and they're more senior people. And where are they leaving to? They're leaving to their competitors. So I would say that that's a very strong argument against having a very strict RTO policy where you are actually making the environment less conducive for people to have a work-life balance. So they leave. And worst situation is that it would leave for your competitors.
Yeah,
so I do not think that this is a young people's problem, which we tend to try to
pigeonhole
or stereotype. Everybody wants flexibility. People also forget that the office may not be the most productive place to work because there's a lot of interruptions. There's a lot of open office and people have a lot of chats going on. And it makes the kind of work that requires you to do deep thinking to be actually quite challenging.
Yep.
And there are not enough meeting rooms or capsules that you can run to for the kind of activities.
Yeah. Right.
But I want to touch on the social part, which is what I actually love about working in the office. Because me being a new joiner in the office, right, it's during the water cooler chats. That's when I really get to know the people a lot better. Mm. Because when you're working from home, I can't just, hey, how are you? Are you going for holiday? Because it's all transactional.
We have this meeting.
We're discussing about this topic. Let's get this done. And then we end the session. So I appreciate because that helps by working in the office to assimilate me into the culture.
But we could do that 2 days a week. You know, you bring your team meeting in every week on Tuesday and Thursday.
No, it's a bit about implementation. Because I came from a hybrid.
Mm.
But there are some cases I don't, because of the, you know, scheduled timing, I don't see some people at all. Like, you know, 1 year I probably meet that person 10 times.
That's right. Yeah. Because it's a big team.
Let's talk some dollars and cents, because some companies, are they using this as a way to sort of sieve out the good and bad workers, you know, the more productive and the not so productive ones? Are they also trying to make it a way where if you want more time off, more work from home, maybe you get less pay?
Based on what I researched, right, I think there are definitely companies who do that. In fact, they use an excuse of getting people to come, have a 5-day RTO as an excuse of laying people off. Especially, and this is quite prevalent among the tech companies where they hired a lot of people during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they realize that they don't really need these employees anymore. And this is a very quiet way and a cheap way of getting people to quit.
They're hoping they will leave on their own accord instead of...
Yes. So that we do have quite a number of companies who have done that. And in fact, everybody is suspicious of Amazon doing that.
But going back to just now your point, wouldn't these companies then sieve out the top performers that will join the competition?
Exactly.
Maybe, yeah.
But then, I mean, I'm just, because in my opinion, I feel that in the last 2 years, the market hasn't been that fantastic.
That's
every few months you see layoffs happening. I mean, whether is it RTO or not, there are layoffs in just news coming every couple of months. It's probably a way of, you know, the companies has tried things to improve productivity. But maybe by bringing people back, they're hoping that productivity will improve because market condition, we probably can't really influence that much.
So that's the rhetoric. I mean, a lot of we know there are a lot of bosses in the name of productivity, creativity or innovation, they bring everybody back. But what we go back to the research again, it shows that the companies who have done this did not see any improvement in terms of their share prices. In fact, the ones who did otherwise begin to increase the gap between they and the competitors. So I do think that there is some element of a ruse of some sort that people are finding
like a
way.
Soft layout. A soft layoff kind of idea.
I'm running a business and I wouldn't put RTO as a way to lay off because I will end up laying off the top performers, which is not what I want, right?
This practice of 5-day RTOs is more prevalent among larger companies. And I think that is the complexity in trying to decide who to lay off,
and
all the other complications that come from laying people off,
lawsuits
and other things that decide that maybe this is a way to get rid of a layer of people very quickly, and then from there they decide what to do with the rest who is still here.
Come December 1st, people can officially request for flexible work arrangements. As you know, right, the government has this new legislation in place. Now, we had a listener write in to us. So let's call her Jay. She works at an MNC with a big part of her team based overseas, okay? Which means she takes a lot of evening and night calls. Recently, her company said, okay, 5 days RTO. Now, her supervisor, who is also based overseas, has been quite okay with her, you know, because of her late night evening calls and she has an elderly relative to take care of, she works 2 days from home and then she comes in 3 days. But recently, because of this 5-day mandate, there's a shift in the culture. And I think there's a push for everyone to comply. And her boss basically says, you know what, just show up. It's just a matter of optics rather than it's a matter of work and productivity, because she's very productive, very efficient.
I actually agree that optics is important to a certain extent.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I mean, the visibility, right? Basically, in front of the bosses. I mean, during the 3 days work in the office, there are certain people who are only probably not even observing 3 days, maybe coming 1 day, 2 days. They are not as, I mean, they might be more productive, right? But sometimes when the bosses doesn't see them around, out of sight, out of mind.
Like if your boss stands up, Steve, and he doesn't see you, he sees me, then he's like, oh, okay, Crispy is here.
Yeah, she's here every day. She's must be working very hard.
I know. There's always this. I understand it's very controversial, but it's sometimes the bosses.
It's so Asian though. Yeah.
When COVID started and then we have this work from home thing, the first thing that came to my mind is, oh, this is terrible for micromanagers because what are they going to do? They cannot see their people. They don't know where they are. They don't know whether they're working or not.
Yep.
And then I think management have to ask themselves, if you have to resort to getting people to sit here physically to demonstrate that you are working or pretending to work, something is really wrong. I think we're setting a wrong culture as well. If I were her, and she seems to be a very capable person, I'll probably look for another job.
Wow. So Jay, look for another job.
No, I think you've got to be brave enough to justify, look, I'm producing the results, I'm getting the work done, I'm showing up when you need me to show up. So I think this is give and take. And if you can't give, then I'm just going to take it and go. Not everyone has that option or that, you know.
That's right. I mean, you might be on a really good, you know, compensation, right, for this particular job. Yeah. You might really love your job too. So it's just a matter of adjusting, I suppose.
It really sounds like we don't have a clear answer for this. I mean, in my opinion, a two, three day, you know, in the office is nice. You get to meet people. But at the same time, if you work better remotely, then go ahead and do it, you know.
There are people who can only work from office.
Yeah, I mean,
because home is just not conducive.
Mm. Agree.
Yeah, I come to the office because like free aircon, free coffee, free internet. Why work from home?
5 days work in office is not horrible. It's about the flexibility and how you can have an arrangement with your manager to kind of come to a common an agreement. Okay. That, okay, these are the outcome that I'm expected to do. And it has to be clear, right? It has to be measurable. That communication with the manager is extremely important to get to an alignment.
Singaporean employees are, by and large, extremely reasonable. Here's my hypothesis. I think that in the long run, companies who have very strict 5-day RTOs is going to suffer lack of a smaller pool of talent and people who are willing to work for them. And people are going to use their feet to do the talking.
That's it. This is the Deep Dive Podcast. Of course, a shout out to the team behind us, or behind the podcast. They are Junaini Johari, Joanne Chan, Tiffany Ang, Sae Win, and To Yan Yun. Sound mixing is by Ken Delbridge. That's it. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.